This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
You're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Ink.com on the web, and you can find more of these conversations. Just go over to the navigation bar on the left side of your screen. Click on it. It'll drop down when you see Ink Radio. That is me. Our show brought to you in part by Crunch Fitness. Now, I have been watching Crunch Fitness grow like a weed. If you're looking for a business opportunity, you want to check out crunchfranchise.com. All I can say is you will go, wow, like I have. I've been watching them for a couple of years. Crunchfranchise.com. The fitness industry is growing like crazy. Back with our guest, Paul David Walker. He is author of a new book out called Invent Your Future, subtitle, Starting with Your Calling. I love this. Paul, so I'm dealing with my son right now, but I'm also dealing with myself, and I'm dealing with my parents. Because at the end of the day, that is life, is it not?
It is.
You know, everybody around you, you're dealing with how can I help or make a difference? If you want to live by the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I want them to help me. I want to help them. And, you know, it's always easier to be on the outside looking in. And so I can say, hey, you know, dad, you know, maybe you're being too tough on mom, you know, whatever it might be. But I have to learn how to, I don't know, I have to learn how to have that approach. And but same with my son. If I'm talking about an 85-year-old man or a 19-year-old young man, I have to say to him, you know, what is your future going to be like? Invent your future. And I guess I would say with him, starting with your calling, you know. So let's start right there. Talk to us.
After a speech, a bunch of these young guys came up to me and, you know, said, so, you know, what advice would you give to a young person? And they were, you know, a little wanting to set me up. And I said, well, by the time you're 60, be sure you're an expert at something, a recognized expert at something that you love to do.
Beautiful. Yep.
Right? And they went, yeah, okay. So then they started asking questions. But your calling, you know, your calling is not being a musician or a guitar player or being a businessman or being an entrepreneur. These are all methods to express who you are, you know, at this essential level. And the greatest leaders, best leaders I've ever worked with over the last 30 years, I've worked with a lot of them, know who they are and are authentic, and their vision kind of rolls out automatically. Hmm. Now, you're calling, everything comes in threes. Mind, body, spirit. We talked in the previous segment how important you have balance between, you know, the spiritual things and the mental things. Also got to keep the body healthy. You look in life, man, woman, child. Two things combine to create a third. A calling is an essential energy that we were born with that comes in threes. Mine, for example, the first one is kindness, compassion. Even when I was doing some really tough turnarounds, I'd go to a chick flick and tear up, right? No matter, you know, and I was a tough guy.
I mean, yeah, I hate to admit it, but I do the same thing.
Yeah, right, right. You know. So the second one for me is insight. I have deep pattern recognition. I can meet somebody, talk to somebody, look at a business case, and I can see where it's going and where it could go almost right away. Hmm. It's almost magical, but it's not. It's just who I am. It's caused me a lot of problems in my life. Mm-hmm. In high school, a group of kids who were studying to be in the mafia in Detroit invited me to join up. They thought I'd be great. I was smart and big and they liked me. And, of course, I said to them, you know, I don't think my mother would like that. And there was this silence. And the guy reached to touch my shoulder and said, you know, I respect that. But I didn't know, you know, who that what they were up to. But they connected with me.
Right. Well, I think you know why, because, I mean, I'm just listening to you here for a few minutes, and I can tell that I think that your intent, you have a pure intent, because when you kind of find the secret, and you want to share that. And I think that's kind of the, you know, that comes from above, I guess you might say. And I always tell my friends, I said, you know what, I want to give away every bit of love that I have in my lifetime so that the day I die, I don't have any left. And I think that's what God wants for me to do. You know, I want to share. Not that I want to give away everything I have, but love comes in good advice, kindness, you know, generosity. There's a lot of things to love, but, I think that's what this show is about. We're sharing from your experiences, my experiences, that at the end of the day will save people a lot of pain. Is that not called love? Know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think to myself, oh, well, that's not business talk. Well, it is, though, really, because it's relative, right? Hey,
if you're leading a business, you want your team and your market and your customers to be attracted to you.
Yep.
If that's not working, then leadership's going to be a lot harder.
Now, is it difficult dealing with these Fortune 500 kind of CEOs, or do you find when you're doing this executive coaching that they are willing students because, you know, at the end of the day, it's such a lot on their shoulders, or can you tell immediately if it's the motive is pure or if it's greed? I mean, do you analyze people like that along the way?
I do. Yeah. I don't work with anyone who's greedy.
Right.
I mean, my background is, you know, very solid. So I get their attention right away.
Nice.
And I start with the problem, the business problem they're facing.
Right.
And okay, so how did we get here and what do we do to get somewhere else?
Right.
I'm working with a CEO now who plans on going public in a couple of years and has never done it before. And this is his first gig at being a CEO. Mm.
Hang tight. Let's continue on the other side of the break. You can find out more about Paul David Walker at geniusstone.com for his books, Invent Your Future, Starting with Your Calling. We're talking about that and hope this helps you a little bit. You're listening to Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
My life is brilliant. My love is...
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.